This has been an intense week where there's been a lot of, we'll say, explanations or efforts to explain away the Lake Tahoe, Capitola, and Central California chat images as Photoshop and or what are called viral promotional films.
Right.
But I had the good fortune to interview a California resident. As I said earlier, she worked for the state government in the Department of Developmental Services in mental health for 25 years and before recently retiring in 2006. And she was born in Ventura County, California. She earned her psychiatric technician degree from Ventura Community College in 1978. I do have her full address and contact information and academic background, but she has applied to work in another state agency, so she has asked to simply be identified as Shirley from the Central Valley of California. She does not want the chaos surrounding the images to affect her new employment, but she does want the public to know that the chat photos match a dragonfly-like aerial object that she saw 2 years ago. It was May 2005. She went on a weekend trip with her father to visit Sequoia National Park north of Bakersfield. Shirley and her father were near the center of the large Sequoia Park and Monument where they had planned to camp. But Shirley began feeling nauseous with a very bad headache and decided that she needed to go back home and rest. It was late afternoon, about 3 to 5 p.m., when she realized that she was lost and did not know what road to take out of the park. She had stopped at a Sequoia Park Ranger Station to ask a uniformed ranger for directions when she was so shocked to see what looked like a big dragonfly moving in the sky. And when Shirley saw the Chad photos at earthfiles.com and the Coast to Coast AM website, she said that is the object that she had seen. And here she describes what happened in her own words.
It was like around May of 2005, and we'd gotten lost as to which road to take out of the Sequoias to get back on the right road heading home. I told Dad, I go, pull over at the station. I'm going to talk to this park ranger and see if he can help us. Came over talking to this ranger, and while we were talking, this weird thing flew overhead. Never seen anything like it in my whole life. And I asked the park ranger, I go, what is that? And he just, you know, very casually, he just went, oh, he goes, yeah, you know, I'm told that it's some kind of a communications device. It's supposed to help the Park Service to monitor any possible problems, you know, fires and such. And that was pretty much his total explanation of what it was.
Can you give as many details as possible?
What I saw, the things that struck me right off the bat, the first was that it had a shape like nothing I've ever seen. The body of the thing looked to be like a circle, like a metal circle, but the things that body shape-wise that made it look so weird was the shape itself just, for lack of a better description, reminded me of a dragonfly. It had an extended, I'll call it an arm, for lack of a better word, a thin extension at the back, a circular body. It had like three or four shorter extensions. They were like between the side of the thing and the front of the thing, and it had these weird, like, wires that were coming out of the top of the thing, but you could tell that they were bent. They weren't straight. Mm-hmm. They were, like, curving. And, of course, I'd never seen anything shaped like that before that was flying around or otherwise. The second thing about it was just the way it moved. I mean, at first I thought, well, it reminds me of a helicopter, but it had a much smoother, quicker movement to it than what I've seen in any helicopter. And when I spotted the thing again later, we stopped again because we were still lost even after talking to the park ranger. And we pulled over and talked to one of the road crews that were out there. They were doing a lot of road repair. And that's when I saw the thing again, and it was off further in the distance by that time. But it did give me a better chance to actually look at the way the thing itself moved. And that's when I could see that, because at one point the thing backed up. And I just went, oh, look, it can go backwards just like a dang helicopter. And then it just kind of reversed itself and headed off in another direction. And I thought, well, that's interesting. You know, that's a nifty contraption. But it moves like, if you've ever sat there and watched a dragonfly over the water,
right?
Just sat there for the fun and watched them, because they're a hoot. Nothing else moves like them. That's how this thing moved. The dragonfly, the way that they're able just to kind of hover, and they've got real mobility. Whatever direction they're going to point themselves at, they're going to go in no problem. The thing didn't move anything like, say, an airplane. It moved. It had a mobility closer to what I've seen in a helicopter. I mean, that's the only other thing I can think of that I can liken it to in that kind of mobility. But it had a smoother move to it. It had a quicker, smoother move than what I've seen with a helicopter.
Of the images that have been shared now on Earth Files and Coast to Coast and other websites from Lake Tahoe, from Chad in Central California, and from the Capitola, California images, which seems the very closest to what you saw in May of 2005?
Oh, no doubt about that. The Chad photos. The Chad photos are just about exactly what I saw that day in the park.
And the others are different in what way?
The Capitola photos, right away, I'm going, what is that thing that's sticking out of, projecting out from the side of the circular main body? You know, it looked like two round apertures. And I don't remember round apertures sticking out of the side of what I saw that day, and I didn't notice them in the pictures Chad took either. That was a difference. But the rest of the body on the Capitola pictures looks pretty much like what I saw that day. But Chad's photos were right on.
Which part seemed to be going forward, the ring or the long tail?
I recall the longest extension moving like it was the tail of this craft. Again, much like when you'd see a dragonfly move. I mean, a dragonfly doesn't move with its tail to the front of it. You know, its tail follows it. I just thought, wow, isn't that interesting? We just keep coming up with better and better technology. I mean, that's honestly what I thought that day. I was like, I was impressed. I mean, I walked away, you know, kind of going, well, how nifty, you know, isn't our government amazing? We're just coming up with bigger and better things all the time, you know. I mean, that's honestly what I thought, and that's all I thought. I didn't walk away going, oh, my gosh, what are they trying to hide? You know, I just,
right.
I didn't. I mean, I just kind of walked away going, that's neat, you know.
And that's because the Sequoia Park Ranger dismissed it so casually, right?
Absolutely. I mean, if he'd looked startled or if he'd fumbled, like, you know, like you know, people will do sometimes when you catch them off guard. But no, his demeanor and everything was nothing like that. He didn't act like it was anything to be concerned about. He didn't act like he was trying to hide anything. He didn't act like he was trying to come up with a good story, you know, nothing like that.
And you see all of the controversy coming about it must be photoshopped, that all of these images must be photoshopped. What is your comment to viewers and listeners?
Well, I can tell you right now that what I saw that day, that was not a Photoshop. I mean, I saw that in the real world.